Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's so good to have you with us. All right. Blessings to you, Roger. Thank you for everything you do over there on YouTube. We so appreciate it. We love you too. Good evening, YouTube. We welcome YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. So good to have you all with us. Tonight, as I was telling everyone here, we were going to, I was actually going to help us build some confessions together. But then my day totally got away from me. I have to tell you this story. Whoops. I don't know why I just did that, but here I am. Hello. I had to get a new phone. And, I know most people are excited about getting a new phone, and that's just not me. I loved the phone I had. It did everything I wanted it to do. And it was just a wonderful phone. Now, if you remember last year, Pastor dropped his phone out of the semi, and it made this vibrant green strip right down the center of it. It actually kind of looked like a nice green radiation strip is what it looks like. But since his work goes through his phone, he uses his phone for every load he takes, as does mine for my driving too, he had to go get a new phone anyways. And when I had gone there with him to get his new phone, they were looking at my phone and they said, okay, so this phone is really old and they're not going to be supporting it. They said as of December 22nd, they won't support that phone anymore. And I said, well, then if that happens on December 23rd, I'll be here to get a new one. I'm not getting one today because they were trying to talk us just both into doing it all at the same time. And I just didn't. And it's not that I resist change, like Pastor says sometimes. It's that it was working perfectly fine. I loved the phone. I loved the size of it. It did everything I wanted it to do, and there was just no need. Well, in the last week or so, now, mind you, they told me December 22nd it was going to not be supported anymore. Just in the last week or so. Okay, it's been a few months. When I go to take a picture, it actually vibrates the screen. And most of my pictures come out so blurry, you can barely tell what they are. And so I would have to take pictures over and over again, usually about five times before I get a good one. And sometimes it just never would happen. But I was getting around that. I was still doing fine. Well, now lately it had been overheating and then it would start doing the pixelating thing and then it would freeze up. And I just thought, okay, it's just time. I have to go get a new phone. So I went, I don't know, whenever, a few days ago, and ordered the new phone. Well, then they called today, and the new phone came in. So I went and got it. And this is the new phone. It's a very nice phone. I'm grateful for the new phone. But when we went there, and they were transferring my information from one phone to the other, I'm not sure exactly what the problem was. Well, part of it was that my phone just wasn't cooperating anymore with their system. And they said, you know, it usually takes about 5 or 10 minutes to transfer. And 45 minutes later, we were still waiting on mine. And so it was a little bit more of a chore. Anyways, because I wound up doing that today, I didn't get myself together to work on confessions. We were going to work on building confessions together tonight. And that was my plan. And that didn't happen. His pastor's not going to be able to be with us tonight. And after I got home, then I had to run back to the store again because there is, another issue. Anyways, so I have come up with another one of Kevin Zadi's messages. I know we all really enjoy his messages. And this one is called The Battlefield Becomes Your Platform, which is one I had wanted to study anyway. And I know all of you will enjoy it as well. So that is what the plan is for tonight. So I know you'll enjoy this message. And I thank you all for being here. And then we'll have some discussion afterwards. If anybody has any questions or anything, we can go over some questions or new revelation that you gained from it. But let's start out. I'd like to start us out with doing our pledges and our opening prayers, because those confessions in themselves are really important for us. So I'm going to share the screen right now. We'll say those, and then we'll get going with Kevin Zadi's message on our battlefield becomes our platform. Hallelujah. Here we go with the pledge to our Christian flag. Let's stand together. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then our community of faith opening prayer. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence, power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then let's pray these two verses. We pray them over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. And here we go. To Brother Kevin Zadi. Hold on. Well, I'm hoping we're going to be going there. My goodness. There he is. I had to start this part way in again because because there's music in the beginning of it, and as we know, they don't let us play music, so we're starting a little further in here. All right, here we go. Heaven's Addii. My. I'm getting there, guys, really. Here we go. Amen.
Welcome to Walker Chat.
Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Things still good. Amen. Wow. 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 Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 Yeah. Wow, what a great word. What a great word this is, and what is really interesting to me about this is that this morning on our morning program, we talked about this very thing. It amazes me when Holy Spirit does this. We've talked about this before, how we'll talk about something on the program, and then we watch Brother Dutch Sheets, and he talks about it, and then we read, you know, a devotional of Copeland's, and they talk about the same thing, and this has just happened again. And it is amazing. God is wanting us to receive this word. Now, this morning, I don't even remember what it was that Brother Dutch Sheets said in his message, but it has been weighing on my heart much recently. You know, probably the last couple of weeks, how people have learned to compromise with what the enemy wants to do in our lives. And he's kept us back at that. And then, so that's what brought the conversation this morning. Dutch Sheets just mentioned something about it. So then we talked about that this morning, and it can be everything from going to the next level in our lives, but even the little things in our lives. So many times people say, well, I don't have this, but at least I have a roof over my head or a car that goes. Well, God wants so much more than all of that or than any of that for us. Quit being okay with mediocre when our Father is the God of heaven and earth and everything in them. We should be expecting so much more and not just compromising or accepting. Even with illness, you hear people say, well, I know I have severe arthritis, but at least I don't have cancer like Mary Beth has. Well, we don't have to have either. We do not have to have either. And we have to quit accepting that mentality. Because we don't have to have it. If it isn't of God, we don't have to receive it. And if we want it, he puts the desires, he gives us the desires of our heart. He puts the desires in our hearts. And a lot of times when we're coming to new levels of revelation and understanding in our life, as Kevin was talking about too, the enemy will come against us. And he does. And then what happens is we wind up backing up instead of just realizing we need to stand our ground. Yeah, it may look different on the new level for a while. It's going to look different. It may look scary because he's going to come against us. But God already has this. Like he put it, it's already rigged in our favor. So we need to not freak out, and we need to have that faith, that knowing in us that God has got this, and this is just the enemy being stupid, and we need to stomp him. And well, here's Pastor. Hi, love. It's good to have you with us. So yeah, that is just amazing to me that he just said this was a really, really good message and much more extensive than what we were able to get into this morning. But that is the bottom line. We've got to quit just accepting whatever the enemy has given to us, or letting him scare us off of our path, or keep us back from doing everything that God wants us to do. We need to know everything, like he said, is already rigged in our favor. And we just keep moving, even though it looks different, even though the enemy's coming at you, trying to make things look scary to get you to back off. We don't have to. We don't have to back off. We don't have to accept anything that's not of God. So anyways, I hope this was as exciting to you as me. What else did I write down here? Anything? I love the way he said Jesus always minimized the lie with expecting the truth. How awesome is that? Yes, he would walk in and say, she's not dead. Get out of here with your bad words, and little girl, get up. That's how we need to be living. Just minimize the lie and expect the truth to take place.
Wow.
And
so many times I didn't get the price of this will go, but
yeah.
So many times we pay the price and pay the price and pay the price and pay the price for the next level. And then when it gets there, because it's not normal to us.
Yeah.
We have to press in at that point. Every single one of us have been there before. Every single one of us, the problem we are right now, where we got to say, wait a minute, this is a different process than I thought it was going to be, but it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's God.
Yeah.
It's his will. It's what he wants for me. And I'm going to hang around. And it's about you and I grabbing ourselves by our own bootstraps and saying, let's get this done. Sometimes that's difficult. It's usually not really too difficult because our heart's desire is to go to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different set of circumstances that's going to get us there. The children of Israel had eaten manna for 40 years. And then God said, that's it. Can you imagine what they have to look like? There's still millions of them. And the kids are like, where are we going to get our food now? But the manna ceased, and they began to eat of the fruit of the land. And even though it's different, even though it causes you to have to put out different efforts, it's so much better to have the fruit of the land than it is to just keep eating it.
Amen.
I've seen it over and over, even right here in the community of faith. We pay the price and pay the price and pay the price to get to the next level. Hey, we're here at the next level. Does anybody know what we're here now? Right?
Yep.
And yes, we do know what to do now, and that is the end of it. So I don't know the verses he just used, but Hebrews chapter 4 says, be diligent to enter into that rest. And that means, I got to look at life and say, I'm entering it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. If it feels weird, odd, hard, it's written out hard. It's entering into rest.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What's hard about resting?
Because you're convinced that you need to be doing.
we're convinced
that we have to do
it ourselves.
We're convinced
by life and by our enemy.
Yeah.
And if I'm not just going wide open, 24/7, barely have enough energy to go, just have to give everything I got, that I'm not going to get it done, and that's just not enough. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, but he does have a yoke.
Yeah.
He does have a burden.
Yeah.
When you go to those verses, what's the yoke? Take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me.
Amen.
And that's what we do every night here. And for those of you that right now feel like, man, I'm entering in, and that's I got everything out, hanging out everywhere, and I don't seem to be getting it all done, don't worry, that's how everybody feels. And all of a sudden, you look at it and go, wait, I'm already in. I'm already in. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yep.
And, you know, as you can tell, I'm slipping in the mud. Of course, it's not. So, it don't matter. The sun, there ain't no trees to park under here, so the sun should be down on this slippery. It's got a little window on each side, so you open when you get the tracks, you know, the breeze. And figure out how to open the door and tie it shut and just get a real good breeze going. And it's like life, okay? It's like, all right, that's cool. I got a really nice breeze coming in there. It's just perfect. Coming over my feet, going out over my head. It was just perfect breeze. I mean, it's just perfect. Since then, I actually bought me a fan. Use. And I didn't even have to use it.
Oh.
So I sleep for about 2 hours. And then I hear somebody knocking on the door. I think there's an art gallery somewhere. Would you like to get in? And it's like, that was a metaphorical statement. It was raining so hard that my feet were completely saturated with the wind. And my sleeping bag is soaked. And you might think, man, that's what's happening in my daily life. Oh, I know. I know. But be faithful. Faithful is he who calls you, who also is doing it. He's helping you get in.
Amen. Amen.
He's helping you get in. PUSH. You know, you ever seen the acronym PUSH? An acronym is when you take a word, you take the letters and you put it down in a straight line, and then you put a word for each letter. The word PUSH. P-U-S-H.
Mm-hmm.
Pray until something happens. PUSH. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. I've given us many confessions over the years that are confessions of the word. And if you'll speak them, not only will it train you what the word is saying, but because you're speaking that word, it's producing life on the inside of your very body. And then
Amen.
You begin to receive life and life more abundantly. Somebody, I shout, hallelujah, glory be to God, or thank you, Jesus, or something. Like the old guy down in Kentucky. He didn't know what to say. He was just born again, old boy out of the country. He said, I know.
Amen. Amen.
And so, I got to get caught up with you guys, but thank you, man, for making things happen.
You're welcome.
And being there, and for those of you that might be new, who are these people? Those are a group of people that God brought together. They're you group. Teach people how to establish your faith. That's the name of this book. And This wasn't like a big, fancy studio, fancy Christmas, big crew yet. But that is there in the vision. We see establishing tents of meeting. We see establishing meetings across the nation, rebuilding the walls of righteousness. That's what God meant. I think about all that we've learned about IHOP and Vice President. Now, that's a little bit.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Listen to this. He didn't even like the prophet that God sent him. He didn't like him. and pretty much call him that. Listen, he said, I was doing a video of him last night. He said, as a matter of fact, I thought he was wrong. I thought he was weird. And I had pretty much spent my life condemning the charismatic gifts. He spent his life as a preacher preaching against it. And God said, hello, across the whole world, and he said, in a matter of a few weeks, months, God used this strange prophet to point to, these are real gifts, and you are going to blow at them. Repent of what you said and done. And you had to repent of what he taught, because he was wrong. But wait, don't let your pride and what you've always believed stop you from entering into the next place of God.
Yeah, amen. Oh my.
So you preach against them. I made fun of Paul Roberts and Bible Thomas. How stupid was that?
You have repented, right?
I've repented every time the song comes. I repent right now and cover myself with the blood of Jesus. What a stupid moron. Well, I was at Bible college, and that Bible college didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit like this. Wait. They believed in the gifts of the Spirit, but they didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Well, you can't do that. They didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but they didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit like this. And, of course, you're a college young man. You're filled with, you know, strength and ignorance. And the person kind of was like, you know, Dr. Roberts said, lay your hands right on the television. And you might think that's stupid. But they had tens of thousands of documentable miracles where somebody reached up and laid their hand on the TV screen where Dr. Roberts was healed in the house.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of documentable videos for that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as I saw that, I saw the verse about don't mock the Holy Spirit of God. My goodness sakes, I repent. And sackcloth and ashes. And even you're like close to blasting the Holy Spirit. I mean, not really. It's just ignorance, but my ignorance got called on the carpet in a real quick hurry. But wait, don't hold on to it. Let it go. And say, well, that may not be what I've seen, Jesus, but I can tell you this. I'm going to spend from now till you come entering in to that new level of understanding of the things of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to enter in.
Yeah. Amen.
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 I am entering in. And if you've not read it lately, it's a good study. And that is Hebrews chapter 3 in Hebrews chapter 4, and then the supporting verses of the book of Exodus and Numbers. Because Paul, by the Holy Spirit, was writing, be diligent to enter into that rest. And like, rest, I'm stronger than anything I got to enter in. And God's up in heaven going, yeah, I know. Well, just relax. Relax. How can you be relaxed? I'm sorry. He's like, come on, take my yoke upon you, learn with me. What's the one verse say? To enter into rest.
Labor to enter his rest, yeah.
And you're like, what? I'm going to labor so I can rest. As a matter of fact, it's even better. I'm going to labor and I'm going to call it rest. And yet that's what it turns out to be. Well, there, I didn't mean to hijack the video, and I've not even watched what it said.
Oh, no, it was good. It was good, and I was amazed because it was the very things we had talked about this morning. And like I said at the beginning of the program, this wasn't even what we had planned on doing tonight. Just the day kind of got hijacked. And I didn't have time to put together, you know, we were going to work on confessions, and I just didn't have time because a whole bunch of other things happened. But then here comes this message, and it's exactly what we were talking about this morning on the morning program. It just amazes me when, and see, this is one of those times that we should just be expecting and say, thank you, Father. You did it again. You covered us again. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage everybody who's here. Or anybody who hears it in this voice, even if you're hearing this and the rapture's already happened and you've got nothing to say. Now, I'm saying this before the rapture happens, don't get left behind.
Amen. Amen.
But if you're finding this after the rapture has happened, well, I know you've got a serious freak-out going on right now, and yeah, and God doesn't like you to be free, but here's, it's not funny, but here's your assignment. The middle case of the tribulation, there's going to be another rapture. You know what day it is. Don't miss it. Every person around you into that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that is. That is true. I had not thought about that before. We don't know when the first rapture is going to happen, but after it does, you know when the second one is going to happen. It's 3.5 years in. Be ready.
So find everybody you know and get that ready. And be careful who you talk to, because some of them will come in and just try to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And God needs to get a flaming angel of his glory.
Yeah.
All the way to the end. In Jesus' mighty name. All right.
Jesus.
Keep going there.
Did you get?
All
right. Did you start?
Did I start?
Yeah. Did you get your app turned on in time?
Oh, that's right. What you call it? That's a pretty good start.
I was thinking, oh, no, you had to be awake by 10 to get turned on.
And, so listen, you might be like, well, since the end, who's that guy talking? Who's that guy talking? And look up against the enemy. Well, I just woke up. I got to get my sleeper of my truck off. Because in the middle of everything that's going on here, God has given us the opportunity to harvest some serious finances.
And souls in the trucking world.
Yeah, we're like Peter and James. Wait. Peter and Andrew, they were brothers. Hey, bring them both. Bring them both. We got a big harvest over there. So that's what's going on. But it's an amazing generation. We're from such a diverse background of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to Malaysia and Singapore and Pakistan and Africa, all over Africa and Europe and Asia, Australia, South America, everywhere on every continent. Like John Bevere said, except for Antarctica, I haven't been to the penguins yet. Blog Talk Radio is reached way out. And then of course, all over the United States of America. And we're just a gathering of believers that come together and say, Father, take me then. And then he gives us another message, gives us another focus, and we enter in. And as long as I see all y'all grow and develop in the things of God, it's such an amazing. The future, the statement that always makes, the future is bright with the promises of God.
Amen.
He has given, think about this statement, second Peter. He has given unto us all things. Now, no matter how you define things, if you go to the original Greek, it means things. Cars and houses and churches and buildings and cell phones and computers and technology and love and hope and peace and joy. He's given us all things that pertain to life and all things that pertain to godliness. Mr. Peter. But they're according to the exceeding great and precious promises that you and I have to be diligent and apprehended. That's what we do here. We welcome you. Honestly, if you turn this on to the founder, you have to arrest. Find every teaching that we have. Find every teaching with my name on it. I'll never take it down. And I speak over it every day. It is so covered by the blood of Jesus. That's all the way through the tribulation.
Yeah.
People are getting born again all the way to the very last day.
Yeah. Amen.
And download them so they can't remove it. And study. Get everybody around you to study. Enter in. Go in the garden. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Go get food. And be faithful. Because on that middle point, the tribulation, God is having another rapture. And you can make that one. And according to the book of Revelation, I mean, you can live all the way through that tribulation. Somehow.
Yeah.
And never take the mark, never be affected by it. They'll come up the other end and say, wow, look at these glorified ones. And that'll be you and me. And we will help them. Jesus is coming back to reign for 1,000 years. You and I have come to with him. Anyways, that's who we are. That's what we do. Prophesy for community, right?
It is.
All right, here we go. I'm going to turn my mic off because I got to make
okay.
A bunch of noise. Because okay. So we can roll down the road and not sleep on the bed.
Okay. Sounds good.
Without things jumping off the shelf. What was that? Fun, guys.
We love you. It was good to hear your voice come on with us, too. So we are getting ready to take communion. If you have not yet received Jesus as Lord of your life, anyone that sees the program now or if you see it in the future, we will pray the prayer of salvation before we take communion so that then you're welcome to take communion with us. If you have questions about this, if this is something you've been thinking about and you haven't actually made the move to do it, please contact us if you have questions. We will be glad to help you gain more understanding so that you're comfortable making this decision. You don't want to wait another second longer than you feel you need to receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. like we said, the rapture can happen any moment, and you don't, Jesus is the only way to go in that rapture. You don't want to be left here. Yes, you'll have another chance midway, but you don't want to be left here. Things will be so horrible once the church is removed from this earth. There will be nothing to stop any of the wicked, evil, anything from happening. It will be a lawless society, and you don't want to be here for that. So we encourage you. Right now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. It literally takes a minute, maybe 2 minutes, to pray the prayer of salvation and receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. And then you know that you'll be out of here in the first rapture. You pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. So we're going to pray that prayer right now, and then what we'll do is we'll read in the Bible the verses that are the communion verses, where Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples, and then we'll bless our elements, and then we'll read the prayer. I'm going to share the screen so you'll actually be able to read all of these things with us. We'll read the verses out of the Bible over the bread and over the juice. Okay, so here we go. Our information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program. You also can find our information on Facebook, Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. Our webpage also has all of our information. So please, Pastor's email address is in there. His phone number is even in there. So please give us a call or email us. A lot of times we're not able to take calls because our work works off of our phone app. So, but email us. We'll be glad to help bring any kind of understanding, ask any, answer any questions that you may have. Okay. So what we're going to do right now, like I said, I'll share the screen as soon as I find out where my mouse went. There it is. I'm going to share the screen, and I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation. All of us can pray it together. Even if you've prayed it 1,000 times, Pastor and I'm sure have prayed it that many times or more, it's still a wonderful refreshing to pray it again. So don't hesitate, even if you have prayed it before. Do I have it up there? Yes, I do. Okay, here we go. Let's pray this together. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. And now reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you, oops, there we go. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we welcome you to the family of God. We welcome you to the kingdom of God. And we're so happy for you. Please contact us. Let us know you've made this decision. And let us help you know how to walk out this new Christian life. You may be feeling amazing things right now on the inside of you. Some people even express, you know, they felt like hot oil coming on them, or honey or water even. So some people do experience that, and that is normal. Others don't feel anything more than a peace in themselves, knowing that you've made this decision. And that is normal for many too. That's wonderful. And as you build your relationship with God, you'll experience more of the other things. But either way, just get a hold of us. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have and help you walk out this new Christian life. And we're so happy for you. So happy. So now I'm going to pull up the communion prayer. If you just prayed this prayer for the first time or you're a believer, you know. You're welcome to take communion with us. If you've not yet made that decision and received Jesus as Lord of your life, please don't take communion yet. When you've made that decision, then we welcome you to do that with us. First, we're going to read the verses out of the Bible. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 23 to 28 and 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work for us until he comes. Verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. By examining yourself, that means realizing that you were a sinner and you need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior.